Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone.
Well, normally it would be. Scotty is off this week. He's on dad duty, daughter retrieval duty. Young Haley back from college. And last year was quite an adventure. He thought he was in Nebraska. They ended up in Kansas. So we might have to catch up with him now since we're about halfway through the week and see how the trek is going. Always an adventure. I said, you know, there's people you can actually hire to just have her, you know, fly back and they'll just load her stuff and bring it. Oh, no, father-daughter time. Okay, we'll see how that's going. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn sitting in for Scott this week. We got Flynn and Friends going on. Jay Thomas hanging out. We got listener Justin coming in on Friday. Steve Hallstrom is going to be joining us here this hour. And we're going to talk a little debt. We're going to talk a little budget. Well, we'll talk budget. No one else will. Steve's going to slide in here. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Shields. They've got the big Fish Fest going on Friday and Saturday at the parking lot in Fargo, the big store there. Adventure RV has joined the party. And every first 100 people that get there Friday 9 to 7, but get there at 9 o'clock, if you're one of the first 100, you get a hat from Pfluger. If you go Saturday, you're one of the first 100, you get a neck gaiter, one of those face gaiters from Garmin. So plus there's, I mean, it's everything fishing. My buddy Trapper, Scott McNair, is going to be there with tuned up rods. All the manufacturers are there, all the big names, tons of deals. So, and then the fishing openers a week from Saturday in Minnesota. Get ready. So Shields Fish Fest happening, Fish Fest happening this Friday and Saturday. You don't fish the opener, do you, Steve-O?
You know, I love fishing. I get kind of excited
when
you're
can.
On the opener.
You're kind of like, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's usually, you got to wait a week or two after the opener for the water to warm up and the fish to bounce back from the spawn and get hungry again. So,
I used to love the Minnesota Governor's opener, the media event they did every year when the governors were fun.
Yes.
You know, the governor's not any fun. It's not any fun anymore. It was really fun when Jesse was governor, even when Pawlenty was governor. They threw a good party and it was fun and they hung out and they talked to people and they took the hits. Not so much with our boy Tim.
Well, he doesn't like getting out of the Twin Cities much anymore because he's not as welcome there as previous governors have been.
Yeah, there is that. Coming up on the show, big game James McCarty will join us before the end of the hour. A little upset last night. Steph and the Warriors got beat by LeBron in San Fran. Oh, no LeBron again, please. Oh, and Walter Hudson, who's a Minnesota State ref, is going to be joining us after the top of next hour. Just talking about some of the madness in St. Paul. And on that note, bottom of the next hour, John Hinterrocker is back from the Center of the American Experiment. But, Steve, we wanted to hang out. I know you're super busy. I'm glad you found some time to come in.
Oh, for sure. Always
on
good
Flynn
to hang
and
out
Friends
with you.
Week.
Yeah, I like it.
You and I always talk about, and I know the thing that really gets to you is budgets and debt and the debt that we're in. And now we were in this morning, and we were right after Brian Kroc, we were talking a bit about the rate hikes. They're another 0.25% coming. You know, and just what's going on with, and the big argument is that, you know, hey, no problem. We'll just keep raising the debt limit, and we won't even negotiate on anything, any spending. That's mind-boggling to me. I no negotiation on spending how many trillions of dollars you don't have? How's this work?
Well, the problem is they're not telling you what they want to raise the debt ceiling for. Now, generally, it's to honor the commitments you've already made and continue to spend what you have. But we certainly know, now, Republicans are not much better in this area, by the way, but Democrats for sure really like to spend. They've just got a propensity for spending.
Oh, my gosh. I just, like, we're way past even drunken sailor mode here.
That's exactly right. So I don't get to do this too often, Kev, sit in on this show or others here, so I got excited last night and wrote a little commentary.
Oh, okay.
Can I?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is now a good time for
Run
that?
It.
It'll take me about 2 minutes to get
absolutely.
Through it. And then
well,
I
here.
Really want to hear what someone else would add to this, because I'm going to give you a little recipe,
all right.
friends. And think about what would you add to this, and let us know, 271-1100. What would you add to my list here? So here we go. In the span of about 200 years or so, maybe you start 1776 and till 1976. But anyway, during that time, America became the best country in the world, and it wasn't even close.
Right.
We became the economic center, the cultural center, the opportunity center of the world. Everybody wanted to have at least a part of the United States in their society. People traveled here to hang out with us. They wanted to replicate our systems. They wanted our democracy. They wanted our capitalism. They wanted the economic opportunity. That's really what most people are just looking for.
And so many did it and built with it. And
exactly.
Look at Brazil and beautiful cities in Venezuela and all over the world.
Exactly. So what was that great society built on? And I've come up with seven things that I kind of put into my code of what made our country great. Number one is one nation under God. You are free to come here and believe whatever you want to believe. We are a free country. But please respect that one nation under a Christian God is how we got this great. This is why God blessed our country, is because we were one nation under a Christian God. And the rule book that we got with that, God says, live this way, don't live that way. We followed those things for the most part and honored them. And because of that, we became a great country. Number two, you get what you earn. You show up, you work hard, you get what you deserve. Generally speaking, like everything, there's an exception here and there, but for the most part, if you come to work, you work hard, keep your head down, do what you're supposed to do, you're going to get a good reward. That's number two. Number three, you fend for yourself here. If you take a risk, you might fall flat, but you might get rewarded. If you do, congrats to you, but if you take that risk and fall flat, or if you don't want to work in the first place, don't expect other people to come and bail you out. That's why you have friends and family. It's not up to the government or the other taxpayers to bail you out. You fend for yourself here.
Yeah, you got you.
You got
Get
you.
Up.
And you got your family and your close friends and all that. That's why you cultivate your tribe, right?
Absolutely.
Number four, we respect law and order here. We will have police to respond when things get out of hand, but we also have police to deter. If there's a cop sitting in that store, you're probably not going to jack the store. It's as simple as that. And if you commit a crime, you will face a penalty. This is a very important part of what made our country great. If you don't have order, you don't have much. And we have for most of the last 250 years. Number five, if you come here to this country, it's a privilege. If you are not from here and you want to immigrate here, great. We're glad to have you, but you've got to show that you're going to make our country better. That's how it was in the old Ellis Island days. You had to have a sponsor. You had to have a job. You couldn't have disease. You had to prove that you had some merit for coming here. Now, we're a nation of immigrants, no question about that. And, yes, there is room for refugees here in modest amount, no question about that. We can give something good to people in a modest way. But we come here the right way, through legal immigration. Number six, kids grow best in a home where there's a mom and a dad. And one of them is in the home most of the time, especially when the kids are little. Doesn't necessarily have to be mom. It could be dad. But mom and dad get together, figure it out. And do the best you can for those kids. So that's rule number six. Kids grow best in a home where there's a mom and a dad. And
Amen.
Number seven, you cannot overspend what you earn or you'll end up in trouble. There are no exceptions to this rule. It works every single time.
How dare you?
So there are others that you might want to add to my list, but those are my seven principles of what made America great. What would you add to that? And I'm curious to hear it at 271-1100. So, Kevin, today there are people who will tell you that those seven things do not work. They will look you in the eye, and they will tell you, no, that doesn't work anymore in this country. And
well, they're stupid, and they don't know what they're talking about.
These rules need to be thrown out.
No, that's... Those are founding things. So much of that is just woven into the DNA of the human race. You know, I mean, work hard. You know, you can't sit there and expect, you know, life to come to you. You know, I mean, so much of that is just in our DNA. I mean, it was for years. I would add to that, we really, you know, really went next level in this country when we were reminded and we learned that content of character outweighs color of skin. And we've forgotten all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's gone away. That's what really gets me.
I mean, there's nothing in what I said about your skin has to be a certain color. If you come here and you want to work hard and you say, hey, one nation under God, I don't care what your skin color is.
And you know, to say, well, this state's racist or that's racist or this is systemically racist. Come on. Florida, this, so you don't.
Opportunity is not racist.
This look around you. This country is a melting pot and has been since its beginning, since we started, coming from all points of the globe.
Yep. If you're a true conservative, you want upward mobility for everybody.
Oh.
Opportunity doesn't know if you're black or white or tan or yellow. It doesn't matter. The same dollar that's out there for Kevin and me to go earn it is out there for
in this country.
Anybody.
Yep, always has been.
It doesn't matter.
No, and when I hear, you know, people of color, or they especially younger, just spouting this nonsense, it's like, well, and then when they get asked, well, what's holding you back? What? Tell me, really, in reality, what can't you go do right now to go get on the road to become a doctor or a lawyer or whatever? You're clearly a racist.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 160 acres in Grant County, 1,652 acres in Hedinger County, 160 acres in Slope County, 563 acres of exceptional cropland near Wolverton, Minnesota and Wilkin County. And don't forget, firearms and ammunition auction in Bottineau, North Dakota, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Carrington, Steele, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Ekalaka, Montana. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Spring is here, and the scenery while driving down the road will soon be filled with farm machinery planting this year's crop. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. As field work begins, we want to remind you to take extra caution when approaching large, slow-moving machinery traveling down the road. A successful crop year is one that is accident-free. Irie Insurance offers all lines of insurance, and we would love the opportunity to visit with you. For our contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Another Friday night, there's a line of cars. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Eric Church's birthday today. He's 46. I would say he's probably made it into my top three country guys. Like him. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Swanson Hyperbarics, coming to you from the PetroServe USA studios. By the way, PetroServe USA hiring. PetroServeUSA.com. Find out more. You heard about this hyperbaric oxygen therapy treatment thing? If you've ever spent any time around scuba divers, you know what hyperbarics can do. You got, I mean, if you get the bends and things like that, you live in under. But I'll tell you, you spend some time in this hyperbaric chamber with the O2 and improvements inside and out. The more I learn about it, though, and I haven't done this Hockett session yet. I want to go over and do it at Swanson. Aging blood cells can be helped. Repair skin, fine lines, wrinkles, things like that. I mean, and if you've done it, you know what we're talking about. Literally, muscles, joints, more O2, more oxygen, better. Improved circulation. And the pressured environment is what makes it really unique. They find out more good things about it all the time. If you want to know more, contact Swanson Hyperbarics. Swanson. HYPERBARICS.com. Or better yet, just call them. 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930. Scott's just loving it. He's been in there a few times.
I know a few athletes who have. Yes, I have.
I
tried it for COVID. I've got long COVID.
Yeah.
My taste and smell has not come back since I had COVID.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's been about a year and a half.
Oh, man.
Peter McCullough says that virus can last in your system for about a year and a half. So here, kind of at the beginning of May is the end of my year and a half. And I can taste some things and smell some things, but it's really muted.
Good.
So I tried it for that, and it didn't happen to do much for me on that. But I tell you what, I felt great coming out of there. And they say that people that have had concussions or any kind of brain trauma or anything like that, I have really benefited from. There's a lot of athletes I know who have had a concussion or two and went in there, and they got back on the court or the field a lot faster because that pressurized oxygen, you're breathing it deep into your lungs and gets up into your brain, does wonders for you.
Yeah. The more I'm hearing about it, the more I want to go spend some time in there.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't hurt. Got a couple texts in. Let's see. Earlier we were talking about yesterday in the eastern part of the state, this chemtrail contrail thing comes up a lot, and we get a lot of emails about it, the chemtrails. Dean Weissach, our chief meteorologist, says that's all nonsense. It's all just atmospheric, depending on the altitude of the aircraft. But I saw a couple things yesterday that made me go, wait a second, I've seen a couple this spring already. And someone texted in 2016 CIA head Brendan spoke at the CFR in some depth about chemtrails. Here's the clip, a link on that one. WZFG, clear skies stayed clear in the 80s regardless of contrails. They dissipated and never expanded into overcast layers, which is what these are doing. Let's see here. Yay for the Minnesota fishing opener. Ice will be the ice will be off. The ice will be probably gone today.
Yeah.
Hey, can Steve put those seven principles in print somewhere? Excellent. I'm sure we can. That would probably be the website to be best.
Yeah, so we have an opinion section on there. I haven't posted for a while. I've just been busy with other stuff.
That's perfect. Well, you just wrote. That's perfect for that.
Could do that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll work on putting that there at am1100theflag.com. Why would you be surprised that the Dems won't negotiate? Have we heard a single word about negotiating a ceasefire in Ukraine, let the government shut down, does every weekend, and we can function? Despite what the media says, the Republicans always come out better after a shutdown. Let it shut down. Well, you couldn't go to the national parks. You couldn't have your park guides and things like that. My thing is that I don't want the government to shut down either. But parts of it certainly can't afford to keep going. So I don't know. I mean, we got to look at what we need, and what we needs and wants need to be defined here.
Yeah.
My humble opinion.
Exactly.
In this country, anyone of any color can be what they truly desire, except if you want to do commercials, then you have to be black. Well, there's definitely an effort being made on television and in all advertising to show the diversity of our population, which is great. I don't have a problem with it.
I completely agree.
I don't have a problem with it.
Absolutely. I mean,
should have never not been a thing.
Exactly. Our country has a lot of people of color in it. And, your advertising, whatever, should reflect your society. I have no problem with private businesses saying, hey, we want to appeal our product to the whole country, so we want to show whomever.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Absolutely.
When it's government that says we're going to promote something over something else, then I get a little nervous because then you're wondering what the motivations are. But in the private sector, for sure, do whatever. Sell your product, show LGBT people, color people, whatever. That's a free marketplace at work there. And if it works and they buy your product, you're going to do good.
If you
fall flat on your face because nobody bought it anymore, well, try again. Exactly.
Fix something else. I will say this,
Kevin. I have diversity in my family. I have nieces and nephews who are black and Asian. I love them. I hope they have every opportunity.
We do ours too. No question
about it. So this has a kind of a special place, this issue, in my heart. And I feel like when I talk to them, they kind of roll their eyes at a lot of this stuff. And they say, this is a lot of, like, white people just want to feel better about themselves by trying to be the crusader for the black people. And, like, we don't want special treatment. We just want to have a shot like everybody else does.
And I think you do.
I will say, though, if we're honest about it, if you're a young black man growing up, let's say you're 16 years old, North Minneapolis. You and I both live down there, Kev.
Yep.
You want to get out. You want to do it the right way. But you don't have a lot of role models that are showing you how to do it. It is harder, I honestly believe, for people of color in certain areas to have, how do I do it? How do I navigate the system? How do I, figure all this out? Yep. And so I think there's an opportunity for us.
It's not as hard as it was.
I think that's probably fair.
There's more research. There's more resources. There's more opportunities. But finish your thought.
What I'm saying, though, is it doesn't have to always be a government program.
Of course, exactly.
And so that's why, people like me who run businesses are trying to figure out, how do we do that? How do we let people of all backgrounds know that there's opportunity? And the same would be true of a poor white kid living in a low-income area in
Alabama
or wherever.
It doesn't matter.
I think we need to stop seeing the color thing and start looking at the opportunity and the economic background and say, hey, let's give a chance for these kids and get involved. But it doesn't have to be a government program that does it, because once you start trying to, quote-unquote, make people's lives better, where do you stop?
We've got to get back to two things in this country. Number one, we've got to get back to content of character. Period. And I would go to a texter's comment. In this country, anyone of any color can be whatever they truly desire. I would say that every person of every color is truly what they desire already. I mean, RuPaul is a multimillionaire with a hit TV show. I don't watch it, but look at her go. Mm-hmm. Stay out of the pool, bud. Okay. And we have to get back to content of character. Secondly, we have to get back to winning. We have to get back to understanding that winning matters. Being a champion, being the best matters. Being great is key to everything.
Should be celebrated.
Should be celebrated.
Not watered down.
Exactly.
We could add that to my list.
Stop with the eighth place trophy.
That might be number eight on my list.
That's it. Those two things.
Yep.
I don't care what color you are. Go win.
Yep.
Go beat it. Don't listen to what anybody says you are, wherever they want to define you or put you. Mm. None of my dear friends and family of any color have ever paid attention to that. And a lot of them are really successful because they never paid any attention to that.
Yes.
So there's that. Go be what you want to. Who cares what color we are? Oh, great stuff. Steve Hallstrom hanging out. Kevin Flynn for Scott Hanna on What's on Your Mind.
Leo, since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Your wellness is within reach with the saltwater hot tub sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. This April, buy a Hot Spring Spa and get a free saltwater care system, a $2,000 value free. Save up to $4,000 with an inventory clearance model. For a limited time, we have a very special financing option. Get into the wellness of a hot tub for as little as $2 a day. This April, your wellness is within reach at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. It's all about wellness.
USA News Update. President Biden and the First Lady will host a state dinner for combatant commanders in the state dining room. That'll be taking place at 6:30 this evening. It's also Fed Day. Central bank officials are expected to announce another rate increase at 2 p.m. Eastern. Officials say it's the fastest series of rate hikes in 40 years in an attempt to curb inflation. Texas authorities say the illegal immigrant suspected of killing five of his neighbors with an AR-15 rifle in their Cleveland, Texas home was taken into custody in Montgomery County last night, ending a days-long manhunt. 38-year-old Francisco Oropesa, a Mexican national, whom authorities named as a suspect in Friday's shootings, was taken into custody without incident. The arrest took place about 17 miles west of the murder scene. FBI Assistant Special Agent Jimmy Paul last night after the arrest.
We don't let up.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I mentioned Eric Church's birthday today. It's Frankie Valli's birthday as well. He's definitely in his fourth season. 89 today.
In the fourth quarter.
I remember going, growing up in the Twin Cities, going out to Cedar Hills to go skiing back in the day.
Yeah.
And this song would be over the little plastic speakers
that
have
right
on top of the phone poles over the rope, over the rope toe.
You might have a little bit of that. You might have some Neil Sedaka.
Oh, yeah.
Could have been some Dr. Hook in that playlist as well.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Some Ambrosia.
Yeah, all of them. Don't call us, we'll call you. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
That's
some good stuff, man.
Out of that.
That speaker that sounded like this.
Top of the phone pole, over the rope toe. Hey, it's What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn hanging out with Steve Hallstrom. Flynn friends this week. My friends and going to be swinging in. We got Justin Lake's buddy. He's going to be coming in on Friday. News how Nate might slide in tomorrow. James is going to be here with us after this break. Here we're going to talk a little playoffs. First of all, I'm excited the Kraken won. Not so excited that the Lakers won, but what do you do? Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Pucklachan Valley City. Pucklachan Valley City has got it going all. And, if you are looking for, first of all, certified pre-owned, best inventory in the state. And then if you want something that you want, okay, you want certain features, you want color, you want interior, you've got to get it ordered, okay? And they're taking orders, and I'm amazed that the order times aren't as long as they're getting vehicles in.
Oh yeah, I drove by that lot not long ago. They got a good selection now.
PucklachValleyCity.com, and it's PUKLICH, PucklachValleyCity.com, 721 West Main. They say, hey, you drive, we'll ride with you. Check out the website. You can look at the new vehicles, in stock, pre-owned, the certified pre-owned. You can do an instant trade offer on the site as well. Schedule your service, and of course, build the one you want and price it out as well. And get pre-approved right there at the website, PucklachValleyCity.com. If you've got any questions, call them 701-845-3071. Steve and the team love to have the coffee's always on. Just stop by 721 West Main in Valley City. A couple of texts in here. In this, do you really think pilots would spray chemicals on their own family? Airliners follow the same highways in the sky, so they would be spraying the same areas. There isn't room on an airplane to hold all those supposed chemicals. It's cold exhaust and cold temperatures, just like every car does all winter long. I get it. Still part of my tinfoil hat. Makes me wonder why they just hang there. And yesterday I'm watching one, and it's hung there and was a long trail. And then I saw a jet, saw the little white jet on the other, like it was up higher behind that one. and there was no trail behind it at all, and all of a sudden, it started letting the trail go. It's like, what is that?
Hmm.
And that was really weird, and that trail lasted for quite a while. I don't know. It's just things, and I'm not, you know, an expositor.
Things that make you go,
Yeah, exactly. Democrats shut down the whole country, and the world got 2 years. I think we can handle parks being shut down for a while. We're talking about the debt. I want to finish up on the debt ceiling thing. What's going
to
happen?
Well, I had to laugh yesterday. Listen to Karine Jean-Pierre, House press secretary, and she is trying her hardest to let you know that this is not the first president that has ever been in conversations to raise the debt ceiling.
The question is for Congress. It really is. What has changed? Why were they able to do this three times? Why were Republicans willing to come together with Democrats three times to deal with something that is their constitutional duty? That's the question for them. Really, guys, it's the question for them. They were able to do this, again, three times. And now under this administration, they refuse to do it. Let's not forget what we're talking about. This is debt. More than 90% of that debt came before the president came into office.
Okay, that's a good place to bail on this one. So
wow.
I don't even know where to start here, but I'll try. First of all, I've said this. I was not a fan of Trump's spending. I thought he spent way too much money, and we're not even talking about the COVID relief. So I'm just going to go on. As a conservative, I thought he spent too much. Generally, I liked his policy, but this is one where he and I had a difference of opinion. But here's the point that I would tell Karine Jean-Pierre. Young lady, if you can't tell the difference between spending in a country to pull ourselves out of the death spiral of COVID and spending now to promote your program for green energy and promote your program for diversity, your program for LGBT and your program for libraries, you can't tell the difference between the two, then I don't know how to help you. And Republicans are not much better at this because Republicans for too long have just gone along and got along in D.C. on the spending. The problem I have, though, with the Democrats is that every single time you talk about spending, they're for it, without exception. And Democrats right now are not telling you what they want to spend the money on. They just say, we want to raise that debt ceiling. Now, it's a lot of the things that we have agreed to beforehand, and they're getting more and more expensive. But again, there needs to be an adult in the room to say, I get it. We thought 10 years ago that this was a good plan, but we can't afford it now. We do this in business all the time. You say, yep, had a great plan, whatever. The world has turned upside down, interest rates, whatever, inflation, whatever. We've got to change something that we're doing. Kevin, when you and I are broke or when we're getting down in money, we don't go buy a lake place. We don't continue to go out to eat or take vacations.
Oh, we could go,
we stop doing the things that are hurting us.
We do.
And we certainly stop getting into more debt. Well, as a country, we're worse than broke. Imagine if we were running a surplus or ideally just running at a break even.
Yep.
Then what could we do?
Which we should be trying to attain.
Exactly right. If you're running a surplus, it means you're taxing too much. So let's try to get to equilibrium here. But this is when you listen to the Democrats talk about spending, they are so excited to spend. You never hear them saying, let's not spend on something or another. And so you can find a statistic in history where you say, well, under Trump it was this and whatever. But just look at what your eyes tell you and say, you know what? I think the Democrats want to spend way too much. And right there at the end when she said 90% of the spending happened before, she's illustrating my point perfectly that under Trump, yes, there was spending and there was debt and there was all those things. But they've had another 10. They've been broke, but they're buying another lake place or two and going on a vacation and eating out every meal. So she says 90% is that we're supposed to be impressed that only 10% of the spending has happened under their watch. My gosh, you knew that we were broke when you started, and still you cannot stop spending.
Nope. And a simple search will get you the numbers. I mean, we collect from the U.S. taxpayers, the federal government collects about $4.9 trillion a year, and they usually spend about $1 trillion more than they get. This is just very simply solved. Everybody get out your checkbook. Remember how this works? That's it.
We have never taken in more money as a government than we are taking in right now.
Yes. And we somehow can't live within our means on almost $5 trillion in tax revenue a year.
Mm-hmm.
We somehow have to spend a trillion more.
Mm-hmm.
No negotiation on that. I can't see why either side of the aisle is opposing that.
I gave this
note. It's unreal.
Sorry, Kev. I gave this note this morning on Short Attention Span Radio on Need to Know Morning Show. But we have a national debt right now of $31.7 trillion. And listen very carefully to this next sentence because it should make you go, oh, my gosh, if you've not heard it before. Every 40 seconds, we pile up another $1 million of interest on that debt. Every 40 seconds.
Cha-ching!
$1 million. That used to be a lot of money. I don't know how we ever get out of this.
There's a website with a debt calculator, and it's spinning all the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see the numbers. They're spinning so fast on how they're adding up.
USdebtclock.org. It's got some really good information about other things, too, like average prices of houses and stuff like that.
Exactly.
But if you want to see kind of what financial shape our country is in, fantastic. And economists used to say as long as your GDP and your growth is good at a certain level, you can sustain it because you can pay for the interest on the debt. Well, we're no longer there. So
we're falling behind in
every possible category.
A couple of texts. Steve is spot on with those 7 points, especially the first one. When God comes first, America will be first, and there will be respect from our children and each other. The nation would be blessed again, and with that attitude and also applying the other 6 principles he mentioned, especially not overspending what is not earned to pay for it. Good stuff, Maynard. Yeah, you betcha, he says. Our texter says.
Well, hey, look.
Can't assume gender.
Yeah, I mean, there might be other ways to run a society that might work, maybe,
right?
But these are proven. We don't have to guess if these things work or not, because that's how we got great.
Yeah, right.
So, look, I mean, if things are broken and they're not working, and what is like 75% of the country right now say we're on the wrong track?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we didn't have 75% of the American population saying that, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago. Okay, so let's get back to things that we know work.
Bingo. Kevin's in Grand Forks on the spending. Kev, what's on your mind, my friend?
Well, you were commenting about how every time you say spend, Democrats are all for it, and their attempt to get rid of it is to create a wealth tax. That's what they want to do. And what they don't realize is if they actually do pass that, they're going to drop us into a depression even worse than the one in the 1920s because all these billionaires and trillionaires are going to have to sell their assets that are actually providing them all that wealth, which will just tank the housing market, the stock market, even the bond market will just tank. And it's absolutely crazy.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Kevin. You know what's almost as crazy as that is this whole thing about now if you're going to take out a mortgage loan, you're going to pay 1/8% higher if you have good credit to subsidize the people that have bad credit.
Yeah, to make sure we pay for them.
This is the most overt example of socialism or communism, whatever you want to call it, that we've seen yet from the Biden administration. That's saying something. This is unthinkably idiotic, and it speaks exactly what Kevin's talking about.
No way to run a railroad. Thanks, Kev.
Yep.
Yeah, spot on.
Yeah, you cannot kill the goose that lays the golden eggs.
Right.
That's the thing.
That's the thing, because the goose keeps the other, keeps all the people in the hen picking eggs.
That's exactly right.
7 things, all good, Steve. But as far as housing with apartments, lots of help there from government. But ones falling through the cracks, pay big rent, taking half of their monies. This is from fixed income, et cetera, et cetera. Goes on. Moving is not cheap, then it starts all over again.
So what's the point? Sorry,
I didn't really get it either.
Housing.
Steve, no politician gets reelected on taking the bacon away. Politicians feel the need to bring home the bacon. Another text.
Yeah, that's true, Kevin, but there's nuance to this. You don't want to come in and say, okay, everybody's got to write a check for $200,000 now so we repay this thing.
Yeah.
But you start at least mitigating the damage. You plug the hole in the dike so that it doesn't get worse. And you say, we have to start moving more toward equilibrium.
Right.
At least if somebody said that, I'd probably vote for them no matter what else they said.
And the vast majority of Americans know how to and do live on a budget.
We have to.
So they might understand that. Great point. More text when we come back and call us up.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tab fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
That was an old daddy's dream.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hennin.
But I was
live from the PetroServe USA studios. PetroServe USA hiring. Hiring. PetroServeUSA.com. Find out more. We're 11 in front of the hour. James McCarty going to slide in. Big game, James. We're going to talk some sports. Steve Hallstrom hanging out with me today. After the top of the hour, we got a couple of friends joining us. Walter Hudson is a rep from Minnesota. He's down in St. Paul dealing with the daily clown car circus down there. And then John Hinterrocker will back him up bottom of next hour from the Center of the American Experiment. Wrapping up on the got a couple of texts in, and we were talking about and the one text about was said, Steve, no politician gets reelected on taking the bacon away. they get reelected by bringing home the bacon. We were talking in the break about that. And what's going to happen is that all of these districts, all of these representatives that have, they want their project, their hiking trail funded, their whatever funded, we've got to get down to what's essential. We know we can afford to pay all those bills. And I don't care if we go to a dartboard or a roulette wheel for some of this stuff that is just pork that we can't pay for. I mean, if there's money left over, we got to figure out a way because we can't pay for all of it. And I wanted to make that point.
The Democrats are really good at taking your statement about we need to make cuts somewhere so that we can stay solvent. And they will find a shivering mass of humanity in the corner and say, look, you're killing this old woman, or you're killing this young child, or you're killing whatever. Okay, well, in the real world, an adult mind looks at this and says, just what you do at home. If somebody loses your job or you get a big a repair, you lose a car and you got to buy a car, whatever might happen, you're not going to die. You just figure out how to make it through.
Right.
But in the world of the public square, people take these things, they blow them so out of proportion that it seems like you're killing people. And that's not how adults think. And so we need to, as adults, think a little more critically and not just vote for the guy that says, I'm going to give you something all the time.
Bingo. Another text in. We're paying our tax money to this federal government to do terrible things to this country. Well, clearly they're, you know, well, they're spending our money and money they don't have, so how about that? Another text. Well, they want to raise the debt limit so they can give more money to Ukraine. Why not? It's an insane administration. I said that they're spending another $300 million over there. Send another $300 million worth of stuff. Text says, Trump's spending had to replace what Obama lowered, like spending on our military. We were even short on protection gear for soldiers, like helmets. Our space spending includes cyber protection. Faith from Starbucks. Thank you, Faith.
There's a big part of that, yes. Now, Trump did spend, though, on things that were not the necessity items or replenishing the military. You're right. We got to have a good military just for deterrence. It's like the law enforcement principle we talked about.
Bingo. Well, the playoffs are on. Two surprises yesterday. I stayed up way too late watching the Lakers-Warriors game. And it looked like the Warriors might have it. Big Game James joining us. We were in, but my sports guys right here, same room together. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
We were
we're doing NBA, we're doing NHL.
We're doing it all.
All right.
Doing it all. Kraken.
Hey, that's the excitement right there.
You gotta feel good for Dave Haxtell.
Man. Right? They're playing good hockey. They've won four straight now, a 5-4 overtime victory. Will Borgen, the Moorhead native, he got an assist in that victory. Yanni Gord.
One of my favorite names on sports.
Joel Pavelski, though, he did everything he could in his return to the lineup for Dallas. He scored four goals in that loss for Dallas. So now you're starting to see when he got knocked out early in that series against Minnesota, with how Minnesota played catch-up for the majority of that series, would we have maybe been out in five games with Pavelski healthy? Who would have known?
He is really good. By the way, if you're looking for somebody for your all-name team, Seattle's got a guy named Morgan Geeky. And that's a great name, too.
Man, we got great sports names today.
Dave Haxtell has that team playing really, really well. And they are fundamentally sound. And there's no stars on that team. That's the thing I love about them. People think, oh, you got to have yourself a Connor McDavid or, you know, some of those guys, Nathan McKinnon, to win it. You don't. But he's got them playing well. And their goalie, Philip Grubauer, is just playing lights out right now. That was a big win for them. I still think the Stars win that series. But that was a big win for them to go in and get that one last night.
It was a whole lot of fun to watch it, to see it. And, I mean, you have a 20-goal score on all four lines for Seattle. That's something that Dave Haxtell, he thought, what do I need to do a little bit differently to keep our underdog team in it? He went to that lineup, and, I mean, it's worked beautifully to this point. You knock off the reigning Stanley Cup champs, and then you go into a very hostile environment, as Wild fans know, in Dallas, and they played really dang well. I mean, those four goals they scored were in a matter of four total minutes. So they got held in check for about 50 minutes offensively, but they got the one that counted. That's the overtime winner.
And they're missing right now. They're either their leading scorer or one of their leading scorers, and his name escapes me right now, Jared McCann.
Yep.
He's been out for a few games now. And so the Wild are like, oh, we didn't have Joel Eriksson Ek, and so that's why we... Guess what? They have other stars on that team. Seattle really doesn't. And they lost their number one guy, and all they're doing is just going on the road and beating really good hockey teams.
That's just, I mean, I hear things, you know, stories like that where they got no stars. It reminds me of the 80 Olympic hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh, yeah.
No one really knows. But, man, are they a team?
Quick side note with Joel Eriksson next, since you brought him up. You know how he got hurt in Pittsburgh about 5 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And he tried to play in Game 3?
Yeah.
This didn't come out until about 24 hours ago. He broke his fibula in his left leg.
Oh, man.
He broke his left leg, and he tried to play hockey on it. Those guys are not. I'm telling you right now, I don't care what sport you're talking about, hockey players are built differently.
Yes.
The dude tried to come and play in a playoff game with a broken leg because it was the right thing to do for his team.
Nice.
Wow.
All right, quick. Who do you think makes the NBA Finals from your team, quick?
Oh, man, you're looking. I think Boston and Denver.
Boston and Denver, Steve-O?
Yeah, I'd go with the same, too.
Austin and Denver, all right.
I do, yeah.
I'm hoping for it. I don't want Lakers or Warriors.
I'm hoping Steph gets number five, but we'll see. What's on your mind? Be right back.
Time for a snack? Head to a PetroServe USA location near you. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. Chex Mix and Bugles, 99 cents a bag. Giant sunflower seeds, 5-ounce bag, just $1.39. Old Trapper, 4-ounce bags, $5.99. Plus, Ice Mountain 1 liter is only $7.99, and the Ghost Energy drinks are $1.99. And Nestle water packs, 28-pack for $4.69. PetroServe USA, some great specials all month long. PetroServe USA. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.